Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Buck Blue here with some great news. Nobody knows the real estate market up 400 and around Lake Lanier than my friend Mickey Himes and the GetMickey.com team at Keller Williams. You see, experience matters. If you've got an interest in Lake Lanier property or up 400 properties, go to GetMickey.com, click and talk with an expert right now. Or call 678-341-7474. Mickey Himes is the man in the Lake Lanier real estate market. This is Buck Blue. You can trust this dog and the entire GetMickey.com team.
An ambassador for the dogs and broadcasting live from Truist Park every day.
All day, every day.
It's time for Buck's Beat with Buck Blue.
Hey, everybody, talking SEC football today. Former Auburn quarterback Jason Campbell joins me in just a few moments. We'll talk about the new Tigers situation at quarterback. Buck's Beat is sponsored by Mickey Himes and the GetMickey.com team at Keller Williams. Mickey and his team are experts in the Lake Lanier market and also homes up 400. Go to GetMickey.com, click, and speak with an expert or call 678-341-7474. Experience and passion matter in real estate. Mickey and his team, they've got both. Now let's talk some college football. First, a shout-out to my man JT Daniels, the Georgia quarterback who is hosting somewhere around 10 Bulldog receivers, tight ends, and running backs out in Cali right now. And it sounds like the crew is working out and having some fun. And, hey, why not? Isn't that what summer is all about as a college student? Get your work in as an athlete, then hit the beach and check out the babes, right? I am wondering about the accommodations, though. Is there a big tent in JT's backyard? And is JT's mom doing all the cooking? Man, I'm telling you, four squares a day for these 10 guys, that's a lot of cooking, brother. Love the leadership, though. This time together is only going to develop more chemistry and confidence between JT Daniels and his Georgia Bulldog playmakers. Meanwhile, back in Athens, Georgia's offensive coordinator, Coach Monken, is busy game planning, and I guarantee you breaking down more of Clemson's defense. Probably scheming up touches to Darnell Washington, James Cook, Jermaine Burton, Kiaris Jackson, Arian Smith, Marcus Roseme Jack Saint, Dominic Blaylock, Kenny McIntosh, Kendall Milton, Adonai Mitchell, and Demetrius Robertson. This core group of basically a group of 10, let's say, can help cover up the loss of one in George Pickens. Overcome the loss of Pickens. That's the goal here. How do they do it? They do it with the group. This offense, I believe, can still thrive and be a force in 2021. I'm thinking 40-plus a game, dynamic, explosive, maybe even pass-happy. Now, on a previous podcast, I expressed my doubts on head coach Kirby Smart opening up the offense and maybe leading with the passing game, you know, like the trend in college football. Now, here on episode 17, I will say that I now believe Kirby Smart will make the change in philosophy and start throwing the ball. I believe that change in philosophy is based on two things. One, JT Daniels has earned Kirby Smart's trust. There's a trust factor with JT Daniels and Kirby Smart. Number two, Coach Smart is frustrated with losing these big showdown games. Bulldogs are 2-4 in the last six, and that is far too disappointing to ignore. Coach Smart will turn Coach Monken loose and allow JT Daniels to lead with the passing game this season. I totally believe that now. All right, let's look around the SEC. Big news out of Auburn and Baton Rouge. LSU's sophomore-to-be quarterback T.J. Finley has revealed he is transferring to Auburn. A little bit of a surprise here, right? They've already got Bo Nix. Finley started five games for LSU last season, but fell behind the spring in the battle for the quarterback spot. Finley is anxious to join Auburn head coach, Coach Harsin, and offensive coordinator, Coach Bobo, where he believes this is a great fit for himself and this new Auburn offense. Sounds like TJ has been sold on the idea as far as the fit goes, and he comes in ready to compete with Bo Nix for the job. Reportedly, TJ Finley, he's been told best man wins the competition later this summer. Now, I spoke with a trusted Auburn source overnight who told me that this is now, and I quote, a healthy quarterback situation at Auburn, that Bo Nix needed competition for the job, that Bo Nix, for him to get better and get focused on fundamentals and get the most out of his skill set, he needed the competition. Nobody was pushing him.
Bucks beat.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.
Joining me now is former Auburn quarterback and a guy I've got a lot of respect for, Jason Campbell. JC, we appreciate the time. So what about the big news that dropped? Bo Nix suddenly has some confidence for the quarterback job at Auburn. TJ Finley transferring, he says, from LSU to Auburn. What do you think about the fit here with this new offense Coach Harsin and Bobo are installing?
Yeah, I say this, Buck. The one thing about this, you can see Coach Harsin's footprint all over this. Coach Harsin's a guy that wants to bring in a lot of competition. Like I say, this wasn't his recruiting class, the guys that he's dealing with right now. You know, the guys he's dealing with right now, those are Gus guys. And, Gus recruiting class. And Gus still has some good talent left over from some of those classes. But at the same time, Harsin is trying to create that environment where it's a competition at every position, not just the quarterback position. But if you want to win at this level, like I tell everybody, competition creates a winning mindset, it creates a winning attitude. It makes guys become uncomfortable, which makes guys come out of their comfort zone and work harder in order to keep their jobs, in order to be successful. And that's the only way you win at this level is you got to push each other.
What was your first impression watching T.J. Finley a year ago when he started five games for LSU?
I got to see him fairly last year. You could tell that he missed the spring, not being able to go through the spring last year. You could tell I hurt him a lot from that standpoint. And a lot of kids last year, you look across college football, you could tell teams that had veteran football players that, they could get along well without the spring. But spring is so important. Those 15 practices that you get, those are very critical. And like I say, we live in a different world now, but where kids are, they transferred, when things don't go their way after the first year, they're looking for new opportunities, new places. And, you just got to understand that, you're making these commitments and everything. You sign on for the good and the bad sometimes. And, things may not start out the way you want it, but you just got to keep competing. And, I think he was just trying to look for a fresh start. Things didn't turn out well for him last year. Within those five games, I think a lot of it is because these college coaches, sometimes they're promising these kids starting jobs. They're promising these kids a lot of things that you can't promise in college football. You got to let kids get on campus and tell them, look, you get on campus, you compete for the job, the best man win. But, you can't promise kids these opportunities and everything. And then some of them look up to that. And once things don't go their way and they say, well, you promised me this. And then next thing everything just kind of blows up. So I think he was just looking for a clean slate. I think Coach Harsin you know, looking for depth at that position. We have not had depth at the quarterback position at Auburn, you know, since Bo's gotten there, because Malik Willis left and went to Liberty. Gatewood left and went to Kentucky. Both of those guys were older than Bo. So they figure a guy younger than them starting, that wouldn't give them an opportunity to have a chance to start it in their college collegiate career. So you understand. But no one behind Bo has ever been a starter or played multiple games within college football, much less the SEC. So if something was to happen, you have nobody to go to. So I think you always got to be too deep at that position.
Jason, where do you want to see Bo Nix improve? The pocket passing, decision-making, what areas should – does he need to get better at?
Well, I think this will be a big fear for him. The things he got to get better, like I said, just knowing when to get out of the pocket. You don't want to take away all his skills and ability to escape the pocket and make plays, but you just want him to stay within that pocket sometime to get to that second and third progression, you know, before you take off. And I think adding a tight end back to the offense this year for his catching the ball, I think will help him. The other thing is, I think not lining up in shotgun 90% of your plays will help him, because you know, Mike Bobo likes to do a lot of things from under the center, so it changes his set points. You know, teams can't just tee off and line up and know where he's going to be at between that 7 and 9.5 yards when you're in shotgun and you're dropping back. Now you don't know if he's handing the ball off or running bootlegs or naked, or is it play action pass. So it kind of helps when you can do multiple different things in offense from the quarterback position. But I like to see Bo, you know, just develop to that second level. He's getting to those second and third options and knowing when to escape the pocket and knowing when to throw the ball away as well. You know, sometimes he takes those 15-yard sacks that's hard to overcome, you know, trying to make a play. You know, just learn not to try to make too much out of nothing. You know, just be able to get to the net down.
Well, what's been your first impression of Coach Harsin, the new coaching staff?
I've been impressed with him. The fact is, he doesn't let anybody budge him. You know, he's come in and he said he's going to do what he do. And, you know, he understands, you know, the magnitude of the SEC and what he's going up against. And, you know, but like I said, he doesn't need any ideas on how to coach, you know, but he's willing to listen to people when it comes to, like, bringing the family of Auburn together, getting people, you know, within the program and, you know, getting the boosters and stuff to donate to raise the money for these facilities and everything that they need for recruiting and everything like that. So, you know, he's handling himself really well. He's come in. I think he's done a great job. I think him and Allen Green both are doing really well, like I said. And, you know, he's been a tough-nosed guy. And I always say anytime you're trying to, you know, win, it's not about making people like you. It's about making people respect you. And I think that's what he's all about right now.
All right, what happens in the SEC West this year? Is Alabama a little bit vulnerable with all the quality players they got to replace? What are you seeing in the West?
The West going to be interesting this year. It always has been. I say this. Everyone always say, well, Alabama lost the quarterback, lost the running back, they lost those two dynamic receivers. But guess what? They reload every year. They always have five-star recruits just sitting right there waiting for their turn. So, you know, Alabama's going to be, going to be up there. You still got to get through them to win the SEC West. I feel like Auburn will be better. We've done our best recruiting. It has been in the transfer portal this year. We got a cornerback from West Virginia. We got some D linemen. We got some, you know, just some guys that we picked up that, you know, that we wasn't accounting for. And that's going to pay big dividends for our football team. So I can see Auburn having a chance to compete in the SEC West and a chance to knock Alabama out at home this year because, you know, let's face it, we do have a strong run game, Tank Bigsby and Shivers. And then you also have one of the best linebacker tandems in all of college football. Our secondary, I think, is really deep this year. So, you know, with all those things, you know, you win defensively first and then offensively, if you can run the football, you always got a winning percentage to win games. And I think we develop our passing game. I think we'll have an opportunity to compete for that with. You know, LSU is going to be a step better. Arkansas is a team to watch out for. They came along strong at the end of the last year. Ole Miss is a team that, you know, they love to throw the ball around. They can get better defensively. They're going to be a football team to contend with because of their air raid attack. So, It's going to be interesting this year and another year for Mississippi State, you know, under their new coach, Mike Leach, you know, seeing what he's going to do up there and everything from an offensive standpoint. We'll see. It's going to be interesting. It's always a fun side, but the East is going to be better this year too. So, you know, we'll see if it starts to even out.
All right, how do you view Georgia and where they're at coming into 2021? JT Daniels proved he can spin it in that passing game. Do you anticipate Kirby opens up that offense? What do you expect out of Georgia?
Yeah, I think so. You know, JT Daniels probably started a year off last year. You know, it may have been a different story for UGA. You know, he came along when he got his opportunity and he started. You know, he showed some promise in that position. I think the best decision he made was coming back for another year. I didn't think he was ready to turn pro just yet. He has had enough games under his belt from a college standpoint to be a long-term success in the NFL. So, you know, I think with him having the confidence of him at quarterback, it was a huge loss to them losing Pickens, though, in the spring to ACL tear. You know, that's huge. But at the same time, you know, Kirby has done a great job of recruiting kids over the years as well. He's a great recruiter, so you know he's still loaded at that position. And so it's gonna be I think, a strong football team. You know, they're built defensively first, but you got a quarterback back there that you feel like can throw the football from every area of the field. Yeah, I think that builds a lot of confidence in the guys around him.
All right, Jason Campbell, it's time for the Big Three.
Let's roll out the Big Three.
All right, number one. Can you summarize Auburn-Alabama, the rivalry, for the people on the outside looking in? Come on, sum it up for us here. What's it like?
Yeah. It's a crazy rivalry. You know, it's one that the fans take a little bit more out of hand than I think the players. The players, we know, we take every game serious. We're trying to win every game. But the fans, they definitely want that game. I know many families that have for a week or a week and a half until the other one recovers from the loss. And, you know, it's just a different game. You pull up on the campus on that game day, you know, you get chills to your arms to see so many people that come in on Monday, Tuesday. The game is 4 or 5 days away, and everyone's just flooding the campus. And if you win those games as a starting quarterback or you make big-time plays in that game as a player, you're indebted in history forever. And in the state of Alabama, you can go to many restaurants when you're done playing, and people will still remember you and take care of you.
All right, number two. I look at you as an expert in this, and we're talking about this with Matt Ryan and the Falcons. Arthur Smith coming in, new scheme change. Matt's had a lot of these. You know, he's learning new terminology and stuff. So what is the secret sauce transitioning from one scheme to another offensively in the National Football League? You've done it a few times.
Yeah. The thing about it, you know, Matt has been through a couple of different offenses now, so he's kind of, you know, experienced in that area where, you know, he's played so many games, he's seen so many different defenses, and so for him to pick up another offense, it won't be as hard for him. More so the younger guys that's having to adapt and adjust to a new system. And, like, you know, from that standpoint, it's just about OTAs is so important. You know, the fact that the NFL is having OTAs this year, it's going to pay huge dividends for the newcomers and the rookies and even some of those younger players, because this is when you do a lot of your install in certain situations where you prepare for it during the season. When they come up, it won't be the first time they see it because they saw it in OTAs when they rehearsed a lot of this stuff. So, you know, it's all about rehearsal and preparation. You know, you got to prepare. You got to be a pro. Being a real pro means you got to know when to study. You got to know how to take care of your body. And you got to know how to win from the mindset. And a lot of these kids, man, they get the money. And they think party and they think lifestyle, but you need to think career first. And you need to think, how can I make my career better? How can I make this not just a job for a small time, but how can I play 10 years or more? You know, how can I become an establishment? And I think a lot of that has to do with how the guys prepare, man, and just buying into their game. You know, that's your biggest investment in yourself.
You know, I can remember going in, you know, with a roommate back in the day, learning new terminology, and, you know, the roommate would walk by and say, oh, you're talking to yourself again. I'm just in here repeating the plays, trying to polish it up a little bit. All right, number three, away from your main job, Jason, what do you have passion for?
Oh, man, I have passion for, believe this or not, like, I enjoy landscaping. I know it sounds crazy, but I enjoy, like, you know, landscaping, coming up with new designs, new developments on the house. You know, I'm into all the interior type stuff. I love golfing when my knee is feeling good and everything. But, yeah, I just enjoy, man, just anything that got opportunity to build something or, you know, from an architect standpoint, you know, I really enjoy that.
And we enjoy having you on, JC. We appreciate your time. Have a great summer.
Appreciate it. You too. Have a great one.
Bucks Beat.
So what?
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
What about the big news? Bo Nix suddenly has some competition for the quarterback job. All right, that's my first question, so we'll edit that part out. So interview with Campbell, and then here's the closeout, closing it out here. 3, 2, 1. Great having Jason Campbell on. I've gotten to know him a little through the Metro Atlanta Charity Golf Tournament scene. Classy guy, man. Always been good to me, and that is much, much, much appreciated. As I close out this episode, I want to dive into one more thing. The idea that this is a good year to get after Alabama. Coach Nick Saban and his staff are reloading at a lot of key positions, and I know they've recruited extremely well. In fact, the best in the country. Mac Jones and Tua Tagovailoa, boy, they played at the highest level in college football here over the last 2-3 years. They're gone. Najee Harris has finally moved on to the NFL. How much of a drop-off at running back, man? It's got to be some. The Tide will have drop-off at wide receiver. I'm convinced of this. They don't appear to have a top 15 first-round level wide receiver on the roster. Could be wrong. They've got some really good players, but top 15 in the first round, I don't see that coming into this year at wide receiver for Alabama. Also, got to replace some really key, big, nasty dudes on that offensive line. I wouldn't forget about that part either. And they've got a new offensive coordinator. Sarkisian has moved on. He's taken that Texas head coaching job, and Bill O'Brien steps in. Wonder how that goes, because Sark, give him credit. He was in Fuego last season calling plays for the Crimson Tide. I expect this offense to take a step back at Alabama, less dominating, less explosive, call me crazy. But right now, that's what I believe. 2021 looks like a good time for Georgia, listen closely, to take down both Clemson and Alabama. More on that in an upcoming Bucks Beat episode. It's going to do it for this one, though. Thank you for listening. Special thanks to our great sponsor, Mickey Himes and the Get Mickey team, who specialize in the Lake Lanier market and Homes Up 400. As far as the podcast goes, please like and subscribe. We'll talk again next week.
Subscribe to Bucks Beat and get the latest updates every week from the most connected guys in Georgia sports. Follow Buck at BuckBaloo8 on Twitter and check out all the fan podcasts at thepodcastpark.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.